A thought for today. In my closing is my beginning. In my closing is my beginning. In my closing is my beginning. We feel that life begins at some point, usually when we are born. And that to us is a wonderful thing, because we think that how wonderful we're born. We are now on this planet Earth, and we're doing all the wonderful things that life has for us. And then we think, well, what about when we have a feeling of other dimensions and other existence? Where are we? What are we doing in those locations? What's that all about? And when we think about that, we think, well, is this all there is? Is this our reality? Is this the totality of all that we are existing in? Is this who we really are? And of course, we come to the conclusion that wherever our beginning is, that's where our closing is. Why? Why is wherever our beginning is, that's where our closing is? Why? Why? Anyone know? Because all time is now, and all place is here. We like to feel that we were born at a certain time, and we die at a certain time, and that we live in many, many, many times, because time is such a relative thing that it has so many factors to it. We feel that we're doing all of these wonderful things. We're living and experiencing and going through all these great activities, and oh, it's so wonderful. But is it so wonderful? Is it so wonderful that we have to live every moment of our life? Is it so wonderful that we have to have every experience that we take in our life? Is that so wonderful? No, it isn't. It's just pure hell. Most people find that living from moment to moment is a very difficult thing. They find it difficult because they do one little thing that they're not designed to do. They think that there is a yesterday and there is a tomorrow. If we were able to truly be first person present tense positive, if we were truly able to live in this instant, just this instant alone, which is what we are doing, but if we could truly do that and be comfortable in doing it, we would be the happiest people on the face of the earth, because we wouldn't be concerned about yesterday or tomorrow, and we wouldn't be concerned about what somebody did or said a few moments ago, or what somebody may say in a few minutes. We're only concerned about right now. And right now, are we concerned about what others say? Right now, we're only concerned about what we say, what we think, what our attitude is about anything at all. Now, if I could change your thinking at any moment, if I could change your thinking into a happy, positive thought, you'd be a happy, positive person that moment. Then if you go back to some other attitude of thinking, or you go forward to it, or you go into it in that moment you're doing it, then you have whatever that attitude is. But you see, it doesn't matter. And I don't mean that we don't care, but it doesn't matter, because you can only and always live one moment at a time. And we can only and always live right now. So in my closing is my beginning, and in my beginning is my closing. In my ending is my start, and in my start is my ending. It's all right here, right now. That term sounds unnecessary, and it is, because there's no end and no beginning, because each moment we're living, and each moment we're living, that is the only moment there is. It's the only moment in the entire universe for us to be concerned about. What thought do you have going through your mind right now? Well, this is a pretty boring lecture. This is a pretty boring talk. I would just let my head drift down and fall asleep because this is so boring. Yes, it is. It's always boring hearing the truth. And the reason it's boring to hear the truth is because if we hear the truth, it makes us wake up and realize, hey, I've been missing something. Now, what is it you're missing when you hear the truth? Well, you think there's a yesterday and you think there's a tomorrow, and there's not. There's only a here and now. Well, science says that, but science is not always right. There are always a bunch of theories, and their theories constantly change, and that's the very purpose of calling it a theory. Science has very few facts. Science likes to say, the fact is the earth is here, the fact is the sun is there, the fact is the planets are there, and the galaxies are there, and all that sort of, but then they don't like to say it. They say, it's a theory that the earth is here. We can say, boom, 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 as we touch the earth and say it's here. But is that true? A moment later, someone may have taken that shovel full of dirt and put it somewhere else. Or maybe dissolved it. But then science says, as a theory, matter can neither be created nor destroyed. And if matter can neither be created nor destroyed, we cannot dissolve it. Well then, it's the eternal nothingness. The undifferentiated matter of all, which forms into substance, that substance that forms into forms, and then unforms, and forms into more forms, and unforms. It's very well used, that undifferentiated matter. Because it's constantly forming and unforming, and forming and unforming. Your body today is what it is. And tomorrow, it's what it is. And yesterday, it's what it is. There's only the time of the moment. So we might as well live in the moment and really appreciate what we have in the moment. When I sat in the barber chair, the lady later commented, oh, you have nice legs. Well, no, that's lovely. But she has that moment when she remembers me. Now, she remembers you that moment as being a lovely, thoughtful, courteous, sharing, wonderful person. But you see, each moment was precious. It was a catalog for her. And when she thinks of that moment again, she sees me sitting in her barber chair with my short pants on and my legs sticking out. And she thinks to herself, I like men that have good, solid legs. And that's great. Big deal, you know. Some people like spindly people. I would imagine our Asian friends like spindly people, because most of our Asian friends have very slim bodies. And our Indian people, who are supposed to be dying of malnutrition and limited food substance, to be wealthy in India is to be fat. If you are fat, you are wealthy. If you are thin in India, you are not thought to be an abundant person. So when you look at an Indian from India and you say, oh, I see you have a great deal of wealth. In fact, King Farouk, if you remember, he was weighed in gold, and all of his constituents, all of his nations that wanted to show homage to him, gave him his weight in gold every time they would come and do their annual homage to him. We live in the present moment, whatever that moment may be, whatever we think is important, whatever we think is valuable. You can only live in this moment. And if this moment makes you happy, and this moment you continue, if I can say continue, always live in this moment of happiness, you will always be happy. But you see, it's hard to talk about something that is only first person present tense positive, this moment, the only moment there is. I'd like to ask you a question. Could you take this moment that you live this moment and live it again tomorrow? Could you tomorrow, which is this moment, live the thought you had this moment tomorrow? I mean, we're talking about time again. But every moment is complete and perfect in itself. Every moment is fulfilled in itself and is the only moment there is. To get you to think of this moment as being the only moment that there is a complex concept, because we are constantly thinking relative to other moments. But when the time comes, and it will come, when the time comes that you can think in this moment and nothing else concerns you, past, present, future, whatever, all around this moment, nothing else concerns, then you have become aware of a master consciousness. Now, you think that being a master consciousness, you're not going to be concerned about being a human, and which is true. You're not going to be concerned about all the human values and all the human limitations and all the human fun, which is true. But you see, if you can place this thought in your consciousness and understand all its ramifications, a master lives absolutely, completely, fully, magnificently in every moment that a master lives. So if a master is living right now, in this moment, the only moment it is, a master is, he is delighted, he is thrilled, he is drinking it in, he is living it. This moment, of course, is a very fractional thing. It's a debunk like that. But in that instant, the master is living his entire lifetime, if you can conceive of that, in absolute magnificence and absolute fulfillment. It's a concept that is not a simple concept for a human, because a human always thinks in relativity and groups of time, blocks of time, blocks of ideas. But just take, for instance, a block of your ideas. Stefan said yesterday he had a very good day, he got a lot of things done. All right, Stefan, take a block of your time yesterday in which you got a lot of things done. It was maybe 2 or 3 hours at most. And so you take that 2 or 3 hour block and you see yourself answering letters, paying bills, doing whatever things you did, and doing the business that was on your heart because it was sitting there waiting to be done. Or maybe you proofread, but whatever you did, you had a block of activity. And that block of activity, even now, gives you a feeling, that's good, I got a few things done. I did what I wanted to do. Now, could you take that block of activity and have it be your block of activity, your only block? Could you conceive of yourself as just having those experiences, just doing whatever you did during that period of time, and doing it perfectly and doing it wonderfully? Can you just conceive of that? Yes, you can. All right, now, can you conceive that that is all there is? That, and you don't want to limit it, but it's all there is. You live it so completely that there is nothing else in your consciousness except that block of activity and the feeling of success, the feeling of accomplishment. Can each of you understand what I'm talking about? If you have that block of activity as your only reality, there is no other activity that ever took place. Stefan had no existence before that block of activity. Stefan has no future beyond that block of activity. That is the totality of who Stefan is. And that is the only thing. And he lives it and loves it and delights in it? Now, if I were to press a button, and that button were to pop back, Stefan, to the beginning of that block of activity, and then when Stefan comes to the end of that block of activity, he's back to the beginning of that block of activity. So that block of activity, that instant, if I would like it to be, but that block of activity for the moment, is all that Stefan knows. All that he knows is that he is a competent, capable, remarkable being doing that bit of work that he's doing continuously, constantly, forever. That's the only reality that he is. He'd say, well, that would get boring. No! Because you don't know that that's your only block of activity. That just is your only block of activity. That just is your reality. And each time as you do it, you feel happy and successful and fulfilled. Each time as you do it, you feel wonderful. You have no memory of a past or a future in which to make a comparison. And comparisons are the only thing that you have when you say, I'm bored. Or when you say, this is silly or this is foolish. Or why am I doing this again and again and again? You don't know you're doing it again and again and again. You don't know that you're living only that one moment, and that one moment may take you, in the span of human years, maybe a billion years. That sounds interesting, doesn't it? A billion years to do what you did. But, and then too, that's a limit too. But in that one moment, which is your moment, it's a happy moment, a fulfilled moment, a rewarding moment, a joyous moment, as you write the letter, or as you pay the bill, or as you make the phone call, or as you do whatever you did, those things are just engraved in your consciousness as your reality. Now, I'm saying your beginning and your end are all one. You're saying, okay, I had that moment of reality, but I've had many moments of reality at many times, in many places. I say, yes, that's true. But my point today with you is that in my closing is my beginning, and in my beginning is my closing. I am the one point of light, the one point of light which has no relationship to anything else. And you say, well, light is to illumine, and light has no existence but to illumine its world. No, light is illumination, and light is illumination unto itself, and it knows no other desire than to illumine itself. And illumine itself in this instant, in this point of time, right here and right now, has nothing to do with others, because there are no others in a point of light. There are no others in Stefan's life. In Stefan's life, he was answering himself. Theoretically, he wrote the letters to himself and he answered the letter. Theoretically, he telephoned himself and then he talked to himself. Kind of interesting concept, huh? And theoretically, everything that he did to himself and for himself. We do that. That's the only way we live. Because whatever we're responding to is our creation. It's us. Now, as you have this concept in your thought, as you have this concept in your life, being in absolute awareness is not so difficult. But being in absolute awareness is extremely difficult if you think you're losing your relative format. So rather than losing your relative format, you are just pinpointing your relative format. It's not difficult for you to understand me when I say, all right, Irene, you're going to study drama, and you're going to read books on drama, and you're going to become an actress of various sorts. And Irene has one point. Not that she's going to become an actress, but that she acts like an actress, thinks like an actress, lives like an actress, speaks like an actress, moves like an actress, reads books like an actress, is totally actress-oriented. She is an actress, one-pointed. She is an actress now and always, because in her beginning is her end. That's who she is. That's who her reality is. She is an actress. There is no getting around it. In every way, shape, and form, she is an actress. And she is an actress now, and forever and ever, which is now. And is she a good actress? Well, what kind of actress do you think I'd create in my world for her to be? What kind of actress do you think she'd create in her world for herself to be? She is the best. Now, where is she going to learn this? Is she going to learn this from books and from tapes and from school and so forth? Perhaps. But what does a book, tape, or school do for anyone who's studying? It reveals to them what they already know. And maybe encourages them to reveal a certain aspect of it, which is why they have a school of drama, school of comedy, school of music, school of all sorts of things. And she would go to a school of drama. Now, why doesn't she go to the school of drama within her, which already exists, which wants to reveal to her what a super lady she is? Now, she can go to the school of drama at the school of acting down in Los Angeles. And the school of acting down in Los Angeles is directed by Mr. Tragedy. And so Mr. Tragedy loves to teach dramas of tragedy. And all of his musicals and his dramas and all of his programs are tragedies. And so you come away being a tragedian. You are fantastic playing the roles as a tragic loss and a tragic misfit and tragic this, and you're great. But you chose to go there because you wanted to develop that aspect of your nature. But right next door to Mr. Tragedy is Mr. Comedy. And he's teaching, not necessarily comedy, he's teaching acting with human values, with harmony and happiness and joy and fulfillment. And then right next to that is the School of Music. And they're teaching the School of Music. They're teaching music. So if you go there and you want to be an actor, you will become a musical actor. You'll learn how to present yourself on stage. You'll learn how to memorize things. You'll learn how to program yourself. You'll learn how to do all the things that are necessary to do to be an actor of music, using music as your media. And hey, that's all cool too. But you see, you're going there just to reveal what you already are inside yourself and to let someone else help you polish your gem. Whereas if we went right within ourselves and went right to the source of who we are, we'd polish that gem ourselves. We would have that gem so fantastic, it would outdo anything we have ever heard before, and that's comparison. But think of this. Some people go to a school and they hate it. Why do they hate it? Because it teaches an aspect of life from a different point of view than what they feel they are. Have you ever done that? Have you ever studied something where you just didn't feel comfortable and then you went to some other study? Oh, just say a metaphysical teacher. You go to a metaphysical teacher and that teacher just turns you on. You go to another metaphysical teacher and that teacher doesn't turn you on. Now, they're both teaching metaphysics. They're both teaching virtually the same thing. But one has a conviction of one way and another has a conviction of another way. And so, whatever way you are harmonious with, that's who you are. That's why you could go to a dozen doctors. And you could say to a dozen doctors, this is what needs to be done. What do you suggest? And perhaps one or two of those doctors will say what you want to hear, ha 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 ha, And then you say, oh, that's a good doctor, I'm going there. Because they say what you wanted to hear, which of course is what your life's all about. What is it that you want to hear? Who are you? Would you have a good effect from all doctors? Yes. Would you have a poor effect from some doctors? No. You have a poor effect from yourself, but not from the doctors. The doctors do whatever they do beautifully. They do it well. And if you are harmonious with them, then for you, they do it very well. And if you're not harmonious with them, then you will find fault in the least little thing that they do, no matter how professional it may be. And this is what you do with yourself. You go to your various selves and you say, I'm an actor, I'm a comedian, I'm a singer, I'm a yodeler, I'm whatever. And whatever you speak to, that is the aspect of your personality, the aspect of your life that you outpicture. Now, when you can settle down and find out who you are and what you would like in life, and then be one-pointed in that, then you can demonstrate mastership. Because mastership is the knowing that in the opening is the closing, and in the closing is the opening. The mastership is knowing that this is it. There is nothing else. There is no other moment in all time, of which there is only now, for you to experience what you're experiencing. And when you come to that realization, then you are the master. And when you come to that realization, then you don't worry anything unlike yourself. You live in yourself. You experience yourself. You enjoy yourself. You do all those things that are fun for yourself to do. But you see, when you get hung up in another world, then you have all sorts of problems. Now, last night I had a chance to be up and down a couple of times, and working with our special friend, who is having a lovely experience and coming through it just beautifully. And then as I went out into the jacuzzi, there was another one of our lovely friends taking a shower, enjoying themselves. And as I walked around the house, doing different things, washing the dishes and making ice packs and doing all sorts of other good things, it was just living in a very comfortable arrangement, in a very peaceful arrangement. There was nothing needing to be done, but everything that I had the chance to do or that I was aware of doing, I did it just in an instant joy, the joy of that individual moment. It was not that I was doing something for somebody else. It's not that I was doing something to make somebody else feel happier or feel better, but it made me feel good. Just to be myself. Just to go around and take care of the little things that needed taken care of. It was a wonderful thing. Now, we don't need anybody else in this world. We don't need anyone else to do anything for us. It's nice to let other people have into our life in various areas, and so we let them. But we let them come in only to the degree that they want to be there. And if they ever do not want to be there, which is our creation, we instantly let them go. Not that they are out of our life, but we instantly let them go if doing the things that make us happy are not doing the things that make them happy. I like sweeping my garage. I like sweeping the walk around my house. I would like to even do it daily, but other people are doing it too. And I don't want to discourage them because that makes them happy too. But you see, when Kung Fu was learning, not the one, the Karate Kid, the Kung Fu was learning from his teacher to sweep the leaves from the walk, He was not sweeping the leaves from the walk for his master or for his teacher. He was sweeping the leaves from his walk for himself. And at first he swept them nicely. And then, in the second sweeping or third, he was careless. Because he'd already done it, so he didn't have to do it. And he just went whoosh, 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 whoosh. And the dirt just sort of oozed out of the walk. The leaves just sort of were reborn without falling from a tree. And his teacher said, do it for yourself. Do it when you feel good inside yourself. It's not how many times you do it, but when you feel good inside yourself. And you see, when you feel good inside yourself, you come to that moment of self-love, self-joy, self-mastery. And you come to the only moment of your life that makes a difference. And that's the moment you become aware that every little thing you do it perfectly, because that's who you are. Because in my closing is my beginning, and in my beginning is my closing. In my closing is my beginning, in my beginning is my closing. In my closing is my beginning, in my beginning is my closing. You can have that perfect moment and live it eternally, a master. Whenever you want to open your eyes, and I'll be there to remind you if you wish. I love you.